Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Howie Shanks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Francis. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Francis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judge moves to second. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge scores. Goslin moves to third. Shanks moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Brouwer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis takes first base on ball four. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brower. Bagby reaches second base with a double. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bagby moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brower who is chasing the ball. Wamsgans reaches third base with a triple. Bagby scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wamsgans scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge fields it and throws to second for the out. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Rice is chasing the ball. Gardner rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. McInnes reaches third base with a triple. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Pisanek settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pisanek. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Neill. The throw from Pisanek and he is safe. O'Neill steals second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bagby hits a line drive towards third. Shanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouwer hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shanks takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shanks moves to second. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisanek hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge fields the ball and throws to Francis covering. Safe. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Pisanek and he is out, Harris applying the tag. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brouwer. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. Speaker scores. Wood moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Tom Zachary now pitching. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gardner bunts towards third. Shanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wood scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 10-2, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKenna scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. Rice moves to third. Harris moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouwer hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bagby hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Eric Erickson now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brouwer. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Wamsgans goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shanks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. O'Neal settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on O'Neal. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanic is 0 for 2 in the game. Pisanic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ossie Bluge now playing shortstop. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brouwer. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field. Brouwer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bagby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Evans now playing right field. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Eric Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Judge hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brouwer. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 14-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris catches it. Speaker is tagging up. There's the throw, and Speaker is out at the plate. That's a double play. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's 15-2, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brouwer. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. McInnes goes all the way around to score. It's 17-2, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Evans now playing center field. Riggs Stevenson now playing right field. Ginger Shinault now catching. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brouwer for the out. One out. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-3 in the game. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pisanek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Gerbel pinch hits for Eric Erickson. Ed Gerbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerbel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Gerbel moves to second. one out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerbel scores. It's 17-3, Indians. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judge moves to second. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-4 in the game. Brouwer hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 17, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.